Hello, everyone. This is your Trots Talk podcast from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. Well, he had such a great response last week, we thought we better get him back this week. John Dumsney, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales. Hello to you, John.
How are you today, Andrew?
Very well indeed. There's always things going on. We'll talk about Tabcorp Park Menangle action for Saturday night. There's some great action there, but plenty happening off the track as well, John.
Yes, it's in that phase of the year where we seem to be making plans for later in the year, next year, and for the years after. So yes, whilst ever there the sun comes up, and when the sun goes down at Harness Racing New South Wales, we're doing something.
Yeah, there's plenty going on. The strategic plan meetings are going to happen during this week.
Yes, they do. It's a legislative requirement that Harness Racing New South Wales put out a plan for the industry that cover a three-year term, and this is 2018 through to 2020. Something different that we've introduced this year, and the board is all about consulting with the industry. The members of HIRIC, that's the Harness Racing Industry Consultative Group, each one of those members have been invited along to a two-day session this Thursday and Friday to work through where have we been and where do we need the industry to go forward in the next few years?
Well, you can never sit on your laurels. There's been little increases in prize money and lots of, you know, track developments and things like that. But, you know, Wagga's sitting there waiting to be done. You've got to look right around this huge state of New South Wales, John.
Yeah, we do, and you are correct. It is a huge state. But as I said, the board want to engage all participants, willing participants to offer their little piece of advice, their tremendous knowledge, because some of these people have been in the industry for such a long time. And if we melt all those things together, we will certainly end up with a good result.
Okay. Now, along with that, the Harness Racing Australia meeting is going on as we speak, and there's lots of things being discussed. But I guess a subject that we spoke about last week in our podcast, the whip ban or whip use, is being discussed. What was the latest there, John?
Yes, well, just to explain, the chief executives come together three or four times a year, and they discuss points which are pertinent to the entire industry nationally. And we meet also with the executive, which is the chairman of each of the controlling bodies. As far as the whips are concerned, this is an issue that we must address. We addressed it last year at the annual general meeting. We came to another position a little while later in December about the abolition of the whips, but we must work through these things, and we will work through these things. And of course, all the people involved are doing their utmost to make sure we take harness racing in Australia forward. So the executive will meet this afternoon, and I'm sure the deliberations will be very strong in about taking the industry forward. And I would expect that there'll be some sort of announcement from Jeff Want and Andrew Kelly. Now, they head up Harness Racing Australia, but Harness Racing Australia is really all of the people that attend those meetings, all the chief executives, all the chairman of the controlling body. So it's a collaborative, it's a collegiate that will make that decision. And I would think later today that decision will be a determination or announcement will be made as to where we are sitting exactly right now with the whip situation.
All right, we'll follow that as well on harness.org.au. There'll be news up on there as well as the Harness Racing Australia website. It will be a pretty emotional Monday coming up, John. It's the Queen's Birthday long weekend, as we know, and Fairfield run on Monday, and it'll be their last meeting.
Yes, well, this will be their very last meeting at that track. Previously, they've held their last meeting there, but through the good work of Colin Watts and Ross Scherf and Simon Boulos and Sean Pierce and quite a few others, they were able to lift that club back up and race again, albeit only two meetings a year. But unfortunately, this time, their continuance is completely taken out of the club's control, out of the control of Harness Racing New South Wales, because the lease on the property, the Fairfield Showground, which is held by Fairfield City Council, has expired or will expire on the 30th of June. So as far as racing is concerned, there will be no more racing at Fairfield. But this meeting will be a great meeting, and I urge everybody to go along. enjoy some of the nostalgia and remember the great times that they had at Fairfield, and wish those hardworking volunteers all the best in where they take their races forward in the new year. And so races such as the J.D. Watts Memorial and the Golden Easter Egg, I can see a future for them, maybe not at the Fairfield Showground, but certainly on the harness racing calendar.
Okay, so that's Monday, the last ever meeting at Fairfield. And, of course, we'll have it covered right here on Sky Sports Radio. And I know Fred Hastings is looking forward to calling that very last program. Now, before we get to Monday, we've got to get through Saturday. And what a jam-packed program we've got at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, John. We've got the semis of the New South Wales Breeders for the two-year-olds and a terrific Group 3 Golden Mile.
Fantastic meeting. 11 races at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. The Golden Mile, well, Lenny's there, of course, and he's the pin-up horse, but by golly, he's got some opposition this time, and it's pleasing to note that there were 30 nominations for the Golden Mile. So Lenny's not frightening anyone away. There's plenty want to line up against him, but it's a good race. But the support program, the 6 semi-finals of the Alabar Breeders Challenge, they're the cream of the crop for the younger horses and the 4-year-old mares. So we look forward to some great racing there, some incident-free racing and the best of the best coming through to that final on June 25 at Menangle.
Yeah, as I said there were 2-year-olds, but there's certainly the 4-year-old races as well. Lenny the Shark, as we record this, the Trots Talk podcast, is the clear favourite to win the Golden Mile. Tiger Tara's second pick. My friend Shem Marshall is the third pick, and then All Black Stride. But it's going to be a terrific Golden Mile. It'll be race 8 at 8:15. And, John, these races, the Breeders' Challenge, it's a series that's really taken off in the last couple of years, and we've got capacity lineups in all of these semi-finals.
Yeah, they're much sought after, and at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, of course, with the final round of heats for the 3-year-old. Now, the 3-year-olds have their semi-finals in a week or so's time. We were inundated with nominations there, so there were extra heats run, and that's a good sign for the breeding industry in New South Wales. What is another good sign is the fact that the prize money's there. The finals of the 2-year-olds are $125,000 for each of the two sexes, and the 3-year-olds, they're $150,000. So the money's there. You just have to be lucky enough to, or good enough to breed the horse, or lucky enough to buy the horse, and everything else go your way, for that matter of fact, and be able to share in those fantastic spoils.
Yeah, can't wait for those semis on Saturday night. Tabcorp Park, Menangle, preview just after 10:30 on Saturday morning. We'll have it all there, and then all the action coming up on Saturday evening. Now, we've had a couple of bad falls of late. Can you bring us up to date with both Joe Sultana and Kylie Barnes?
Yes, two bad falls. Joey Sultana was involved in an incident at Menangle a week or so back, and he suffered breaks to his pelvis. He's been to hospital, had his operation, but he's on the way to a slow but long recovery. What was good with Kylie Barnes was in an incident at Young last weekend, and it looked pretty doubtful for her in regard to a recovery with another suspected broken pelvis, but she was airlifted to Canberra Hospital, and the hospital there, the X-ray machines and MRIs and what have you, cleared her of any serious injuries, any permanent injuries. So that's good for Kylie, but we also wish Joe a very speedy recovery, as he has a long way to go to recover from a broken pelvis.
Yeah, we wish both of them all the very, very best there in recovery. So we've discussed New South Wales racing. I wanted to mention, John, down at Tabcorp Park, Melton in Victoria on Friday night. Hector JJ comes back in the free-for-all there over the 17:20. It's drawn the front row gate 6 up against Metro Mike, who comes back for Emma Stewart. Maximin, who's going really well for Andy in Cape Gath. So what's for Hector JJ? It's in race 6 at 8 o'clock on Friday night, and the feature race is the Group 2 Holmesfield there for the three-year-olds, a Group 2 race also over the 17.20. So Melton Friday night into Menangle Saturday night, and you'll hear all the action on Sky Sports Radio. John, thank you for your time again this week. We'll keep an eye on the announcements from Harness Racing Australia regarding the whips in the next day or two.
Yes, certainly, Andrew, but just remember, Hector and Lenny, they'll be up against each other in the Lynn Smith Mile at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, on June 25. So that's the real test of who's the best at this time of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Lenny the Shark at Menangle on Saturday night, and as I say, Hector JJ at Melton on Friday night. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you, Andrew.
John Dumsey, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, with the latest on our podcast, Trots Talk.